Sarcasm in itself is not a bad thing, but if it's not used properly, or if we don't approach it the right way with our children, it can have quite a negative impact on our children. And this is what we're going to talk about today. I'm not going to kill sarcasm for you. I'm just going to show you how to do it so you don't actually scar your children for life. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CEO of Being Connected, and I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years experience in the field. I work with parents, teachers, and educators to navigate the realities of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we're going to put the child's needs first. So let's put the pride and ego aside and let's get to it. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources there to help with your child's self-esteem and confidence and so much more. So I will add the link below so that you can have a look at that, and I highly recommend it. So we're gonna jump right in with the sarcasm, and again, I promise you, I'm not gonna be a killjoy with this, but I am gonna teach you how to handle it because it does have a caustic effect on our children. It can be very corrosive, just like caustic is very corrosive. We need to use it sparingly, and so it's very hard to understand as adults, and for those who are caustic. I am very sarcastic by nature, and we did raise our children with sarcasm, and I see now where I could have handled it a little bit better. But there's really nothing wrong with sarcasm is if it's used properly. A lot of people hide behind sarcasm, and they use it for to be mean or to be judgmental or criticize others, hiding behind a joke. So there is a difference between sarcasm and manipulation, abuse, gaslighting. And that's where we're going to go with this episode today. So it is hard to understand with sarcasm how it could be bad for our children because we use it. It's funny when it's used properly. It is spectacular. But the one thing that we need to understand when it comes to our children is sarcasm is a language in itself, and it's quite a complex language because there's the tone of voice, the body language, the person itself. Sarcasm shows up differently in people, so you need to know that person to understand whether or not they're being for real or if they're just joking around. So it is a very complex language, and this is why it becomes a problem for children because they're learning everything already. They don't have the social cues to determine whether the person is being authentic or if they're just joking around. They may not understand what joking around means yet. So this is where we need to be extra careful. Like I mentioned earlier, many people use sarcastic to be mean or to criticize other, and they just hide behind a sarcastic joke. So for children, again, who don't understand the social cues, it will confuse them, and it will hurt them. They will take it seriously before they start understanding that it's just joking around. And I'll explain again the difference between joking around or abuse, manipulation, and gaslighting. And they will get hurt. There's a lot of inconsistencies when it comes to sarcasm. So they come up having to trust adults, and these adults are saying the opposite of what they mean. So now they don't know if they can trust that adult anymore. And that adult has actually hurt their feelings. And now they're joking around at the fact that they hurt their feelings. This is where you get the corrosive effect of sarcasm. This is where you could start leaving a permanent mark on your child because you're crushing their self-esteem, their confidence. They're going to start thinking, again, I say this often, children don't see fault in adults. Adults are perfect in their eyes. So if they feel hurt by what the adult said, they think that there's something wrong with them. And the way that you're going to handle that joke or that sarcasm and how you're going to make him feel about the fact that they didn't catch the sarcastic joke, it's going to crush them. It's going to crush their confidence. They don't want to disappoint you. Now they think they've disappointed you, that they've let you down because they didn't understand your sense of humor. So this is where it becomes caustic. And that's why we have to be careful. We need to use it sparingly, if I could say. And at teenagers, even, this is quite interesting because a lot of the times our teenagers come across as they don't couldn't care less what we say or what we think of them. But what we think of them and our words have a huge impact on them too. So if we're using sarcasm with our teenager, trying to create that bond, we can actually create more damage for their self-esteem and their confidence and their trust in you. I'm going to go into that a little bit more. If they can't trust you, if they don't feel like they can trust you, it creates just a bad bond between the parent and the child or the other adults that are using sarcasm on them. It's very conflicting, so it confuses the child, and this is where the damage will happen. There is, again, a very fine line between sarcasm and manipulation or gaslighting or just flat out abuse. And this is our responsibility when it comes to sarcasm, is to teach our children the difference. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what children need from you to understand sarcasm, what you can do to make sure that you don't scar your children for life, and how to handle that. So what do your kids need to understand it? Like I said, it's a language. You're going to need to teach them this sarcastic language the way that you would teach them any other language. But it's much more complex here because it's not just, it's a hidden language. So you need to decipher that, and it could be a very very confusing. It could be very hard for a child to catch on. There are two main things that you need, or a child needs, for you to teach or to understand how they can understand sarcasm. And the first one is flat out on their development. It's a part of the cognitive development. In order to understand sarcasm, the person needs to be able to recognize and understand that the person that they're talking with has their own perspective, their own view on life, and then they can make a joke about it. And that does not happen. The brain itself, when we're talking about the brain development, the cognitive development, it doesn't happen before the age of around 10. It could be between 7 and 10, but most of the time, in terms of maturity, it's around 10 years old that a child will start to understand that, oh, this person could have a different point of view, or will start understanding jokes and appreciate jokes and not just laugh because everybody else around them is laughing. So, already there, if you're using sarcasm on your child before the age of 10, they're taking you for real. They're not taking it as a joke. So you are crushing them at that point. So you have to understand that it will take time for them to understand what the person doesn't actually mean what they're saying, right? Is that's the whole point of sarcasm. You usually say the opposite of what you actually believe. They will not understand that before the age of 7 or 10, most of the time, 10 years old. So keep that in mind. Your child is not ready. In terms of development, they're not ready to receive sarcasm before 10. Before 10 years old. Doesn't mean that you can't joke around with them, but you're going to have to tread lightly with the sarcasm and take time to explain it to them so that they can start getting used to it. Right. The second thing is exposure. They're going to need to be exposed to sarcasm more than once to actually catch on, and not just in general, but more than once with that one individual. Because, like I said, everybody portrays sarcasm in their own different ways. So, sarcasm with one person is not going to look the same or sound the same as with somebody else. So, they do need to hear it from that same person a few times to be able to get it. And before they can get it, that's where they're going to get hurt by that person. So this is why you need to be very careful. Use it lightly, use it sparingly, and take time to explain to the child what is happening so that they can start getting used to it. Sarcasm can be quite fun with your child as long as they understand that it's for fun and that you're not just crushing their spirit, right? It's important to know that you cannot avoid sarcasm. This is what I mean. I'm not going to be a killjoy today or joy kill today. You can't avoid it. Sarcasm just is, and it's actually known culturally. It shows up everywhere in every culture. It shows up differently, but it's always there. So you do need to kind of prepare your child for that, because they're going to be exposed to so many different types of sarcasm out there. It starts very young, and so you do need to prepare your child for it. So what do you do? How do you prepare your child for this? How do you coach them into it so that they're not crushed by it, right? So again, you just have to remember that it's a language on its own. Sarcasm is a language, and that you need to teach it like you would any other language. You're going to need to walk them through the meanings, the rules, and all of that, right? So teach them how to recognize it. It will take time. You're going to have to limit it. Don't expose them to it too much, but you are going to have to teach them how to recognize it. And I'm going to walk you through the steps for that. Okay, you need to give your child the right to tell you when it bothers them. If your level of sarcasm bothers them, if it's hurting them, you need to let them tell you. You need to give them the right to tell you and apologize and explain, to say, sorry, it was not my intention to hurt you. It was not my intention to make you feel bad. I was being sarcastic. I was trying to be funny. Clearly, it didn't work. I'm so sorry. This is not what I believe. This is not what I mean for real. This was just a joke. So that you could explain it that way. You need to be able to own up to your action, the fact that you hurt your child, and say, so I'm so sorry. I was being sarcastic. I don't actually mean what I said. I was just trying to be funny. Clearly, I didn't achieve that. And clearly, I was not funny. I'm sorry. All right. Explain what it is. You really need to explain what's happening. So it's important. The best way to explain to children what the difference between sarcasm or manipulation, gaslighting, abuse, is that sarcasm is meant to be laughing with you. With you. And manipulation, gaslighting, abuse is to laugh at you. So there's a difference that you could tell your child very early on to say, sarcasm, I'm being sarcastic, I'm laughing with you, not at you. And to help them recognize it, get a lot of uncles and aunties and friends and cousins that like to joke around. But if they become the butt of the joke, it's no longer sarcasm, that's abuse. So you really need to be careful with that. So that's the difference. That's the trick to remember how to prepare your child for this, is sarcasm is meant to laugh with you. Manipulation, gaslighting, abuse is meant to laugh at you. That's how you're going to recognize the difference between the two. I'll give you an example for that. Let's say somebody is baking cookies. They forgot about them. They pull out the tray of burnt cookies. Sarcasm would sound something like, do you think they're done? You know, just like a funny kind of cheesy joke to say, gee, I wonder if they're done. You know, that's sarcasm. But now we're kind of making fun of the cookies, right? Whereas manipulation, gaslighting, and abuse would be, well, do you ever make them right? Or did you ever bake a right batch? You know, oh, look at Miss Betty Crocker right here. Those kind of comments. Now you're laughing at the person who burnt the cookies. It's not the same thing. Now you're gaslighting and abusing this person. So that would be an example. Not the best example, but that's the one I could come up with at this point. When I mentioned earlier that your teenagers could really suffer from your sarcasm or any form of sarcasm. When I say they're very sensitive, they will not show it, but they are sensitive to your words. So I'll give you an example of what could be very caustic for a teenager, is if let's say a father has a teenage daughter who's getting ready for prom or a nice event where she dressed up. And when she comes down, his reaction in terms of sarcasm could look like, wow, you were such an ugly duckling. when you were younger, what happened? You know, the father meant to say it as a compliment, saying, "Wow, you look great. You know, you always kind of looked awkward before, you know." But coming out like that to say, "Well, you used to be an ugly duckling. What happened?" That's going to crush the teenage daughter's self-esteem and self-image. So you have to be very careful with the way that it comes out when you're joking around with your kids, especially your teens, because you think they can take it, but they're still very sensitive to your opinion of them. So you're going to have to, again, be very careful. So how do you educate your children about sarcasm? Like I said, it's something that needs to be taught. And it's better that they learn from you than they learn from having to suppress their feelings and having to not be able to process all of those emotions by themselves. One thing that you can do is to start by pointing it out when you're watching TV or if you're watching movies, especially kids' shows. I find there's quite a lot of sarcasm, which is great. They're funny, but they're actually there to entertain the adults who have to watch these shows and these movies. So a lot of sarcasm in kids' shows. The kids aren't often going to be oblivious to it. They're not going to even notice it. But it would be good to start pointing it out and just say, you know, do you think that what they said was for real? You know, do you believe did they really mean what they said, or do you think they were just being funny? You could take that time to start getting that wheel, that muscle working for your child so that they can understand that sometimes people will say something that they don't actually mean. They're just saying it to be funny. So, I mean, if you think of the movie Aladdin, the genie is sarcastic. Iago is, that's all it is with Iago, right? One of my favorite characters, by the way, but because of the sarcasm. So you could start kind of integrating that and say, well, did you think that what they said, they really mean it? They really meant it? Or were they just being funny? You know, were they just joking around? So that would be one way is to start pointing out on the day-to-day TV, movies, when you're around family members or your friends come over and you know that they're quite sarcastic, you start pointing it out. If you yourself are making jokes in a sarcastic way, you could also point it out to your children. Call yourself out on it when you're being sarcastic and you realize that you're not getting a fun reaction out of the kids. Just call yourself out on it and say, listen, I was just being sarcastic. I was trying to be funny. You know, clearly it didn't work. You know, you could kind of make it fun, but just say, listen, I didn't actually mean what I said. I was just trying to be funny. I was being sarcastic so that they can hear that word and they can see what that looks like with you, what that looks like on you, how you use sarcasm. Again, it's a language, like body language, tone of voice, the way you view life. And that's how they're going to get to know that when you're joking around or not. That's really one of the two things that I would say to start with to educate your child. It does take time. Check in on them. You pay attention to their body language to see how they reacted to the joke. And even the laugh, sometimes they might be laughing, but you'll realize it's a different laugh than they're laughing. Just because everybody else is laughing, but you could tell that they're not actually enjoying the joke. You could just say, listen, I just want to remind you, this was just sarcasm. It doesn't mean that I believe that I was being funny. And if it hurt you, I'm really sorry. That was not my intention. It is important to tell them that so that they understand that it's not a personal attack at them. And like I said earlier, if they see that they don't understand something that the so-called perfect adult is doing, that they're going to beat themselves down for it, saying, well, you know, I'm no good if I can't get the joke. I must have done something wrong if this adult wants to hurt me on purpose, those kind of things, right? But most importantly is to tell them the difference between sarcasm and manipulation or sarcasm and psychological or emotional abuse. There is a huge difference there. And again, that difference is sarcasm is meant to laugh with you. You're going to find it just as funny as they do. Manipulation, gaslighting, abuse is that we're laughing at you, at your expense, and belittling you in the process. So there's a big difference. Now, how else can you know if you're being caustic with your sarcasm? Just think, if my child was talking to me like that, how would I be able to take it? It's easy to dish it out, but are you able to take it? So just remember, you know, Will you be able to take it when your child uses it on you? And they will use it on you because it's a language. You're teaching them to communicate with you in that way. So you best believe that your child is going to use sarcasm on you, and it's going to sting. I can tell you right now, it's going to sting. Myself, and my children's father are both very sarcastic people, and we're sarcastic around our children all the time. And I do realize now it's easier for me to talk about it now, but when I was a parent, I realized that it can create anxiety in the children. I remember my youngest one saying, "Wait, stop. Are you being serious right now?" Like he was very concerned. He didn't understand. He didn't believe anything that was coming out of our mouths anymore. That's when I realized that we needed to take a step back with the sarcasm. But it turns out that he himself, my son, is the funniest person when it comes to sarcasm. He cracks us up, but he gets us good. And you need to be able to take it. So just remember that if your child dishes it back at you and you don't like it, then that is the sign that you are being caustic with your child, because now the tables have turned and the tables will turn. You're going to need to be ready for that as well. So if you're not ready for that, that means that you are not using it for the right purpose. And you're going to need to check yourself as well. So I'm going to leave you with that. It is really. Sarcasm is, it can be fun. It can be really funny. Most of the really funny comedians out there use sarcasm. A lot of the great TV shows and movies that are very funny use sarcasm when it's used correctly and just at the right time. It is amazing, but it has the opposite effect as well, where it could be very destructive, very corrosive. And like I said, it could cause some pretty serious damage for your children. So you're gonna have to look out for that. So keep having fun, but in a wholesome way. I will leave you with that. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And don't forget to check out the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy for great resources to help with your child's self-esteem. And that's it. Until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.